Hello everyone at Blind Cool Text. My name is Hans Last, and I've been listening to several of the podcasts and several people doing podcasts for MySpace and their living arrangements, so I thought I would get into doing a space podcast for myself as well. So my name is Hans Last, and you'll get all the contact information at the end of my recording here. Okay, I'm doing this on the iRiver T10 MP3 player / voice recorder. So this is not in stereo like a lot of you folks on Blind Cool Tech have done your space podcasts in. So I've just got it on a neck strap. Well, it's actually kind of it feels like a thin plastic little it's like a cord thing, but it's plastic and it's just run around my neck. So, okay, I'm standing at the front door right now, and what I'm going to do is I'm just going to step out into the hallway here, make sure my cat doesn't follow me out the door. Okay, actually we won't go out into the hallway, but what I'm going to do is outside the apartment door is a button for a wireless door chime that I got last year to put on the I should probably, well, I'm not going to really get into a lot of details here, but I got it from my wife last year, and because she was on the computer and using headphones a lot, and if somebody came to the door and I wasn't here, then she would miss it. So in preparing her for that, I got this wireless door chime thing. So I'm going to let you hear that all right now. Just let me, without actually stepping out of the hall, I'm just standing by because it's not far here, so I'm just going to let you hear that. Okay, so there you have it. And that just plugs into the wall. It just plugs into any standard outlet within a reasonable distance. And so on that note, I am now inside the apartment, locking the door. This is one of your basic deadbolt locks. So going on, we're standing at the back with my back to the apartment door. I'm standing on a piece of bare parquet floor because the apartment, with the exception of the kitchen and bathroom, is all carpeted. This is one of the only ones in the building out of 100 and some odd apartments in this building. I'm up here on the 7th floor, and on the 7th floor of a high-rise building here, and this is the only apartment that was carpeted. We actually were very lucky to get it because we were originally going to go into one on the 6th floor of this building, which wasn't carpeted except for the bedroom. So this has nice carpeting because the person that was going to go in opted out at the last minute. So, and the other apartment we were going to go into, the person had not yet moved all the way out, and it was getting close to the end of May 2005, and we were going to be move in at our on the end of May in 2005, which was last year. So anyhow, okay, let's get on with the tour of my apartment, shall we? Okay, we're stepping forward, stepping off onto the rug. We're going to head into the kitchen, and we're turning right to go into the kitchen. And so the kitchen, of course, is linoleum tile. I've got my bare feet here, so that's just the tile. Immediately to my right is the fridge, fridge and freezer. Opening the refrigerator here, I've just got a couple cases of pop in here, some water, two big water bottles, and some milk, and some condiments, some mustard, some ketchup, some jam, some syrup, like pancake syrup, and so that's the refrigerator. The freezer's got, well, it doesn't really have anything of value in it, just some, actually it's got a frozen dinner in it here still, and just some other things as well, some bags of vegetables and such and so forth. Okay, and on top of it is just junk. It's some empty ice cream container, another empty plastic container, and some unopened bottle of cooking oil, Crisco oil for the deep fryer that we have, which we'll get to that in just a second. Moving along, we've got a Tefal toaster, And the toaster is actually, it's quite a nice toaster. It's got the lever to push down when you push the bread in. And you can, it's also big enough, this, the holes are wide enough, you can do other things like bagels or pizza pockets or things like that. And the beauty of this toaster is it's, well, it's got its knob to adjust the temperature. And then it's got a lever. When the toaster, whatever you put in the toaster, pops up and ready to be taken out, you don't have to reach and risk burning your hands. This toaster, as it is, it's a T-file. It's got the cool touch sides, so the sides don't get hot. And then it's got a lever just to the right of the main lever that you push down to put the to bring down the bread or whatever you're toasting in. It's got a lever where you push up, and you can reach and like it raises the slices of whatever's in there, and you can just easily reach and take them out. Then moving on, right beside the toaster is a kettle, an electric kettle. Now this one's a little bit different than the traditional ones. We got it at Walmart a few years ago. I know my ex-wife Denise, which I'll explain to the ex-wife business. I'll tell you about that later. But anyway, Denise, who was my wife, we got it and she liked it, and she got a couple got it for a couple of her friends in the States, and they liked it too. Because basically, what it looks it when you look at it, it looks like a pitcher, like a tea pitcher, milk pitcher. It's, I don't know how big it is, because here in Canada our measurements are in metric, so it's a little bit different. It would probably be equivalent to, I would say, probably about a half a gallon. So anyway, this kettle is it's a nice one, because it actually has the top part, like the main kettle component, you can actually lift off the base, and of course the cord plugs into the base, and so you can actually detach it, and you can use it as a regular pitcher. You can take it over to the sink and you lift the top up, and it looks like an open pitcher. You can actually reach your hand down inside and actually feel the element at the bottom. And so you put it under the faucet, you would fill it up, like you would put the water in, close the top down, and before I put it on the base, I will tell you how we actually turn it on. Most kettles, you just plug them in and they come on. And then when they boil, they'll either boil until you unplug them, or they'll have an automatic shutoff thing. This one's got a switch. A little button you push up, like a switch, and then it comes on, the water boils, and once it reaches the boiling point, the switch will shut itself off, and then when you're ready, you just lift it up and pour the boiling water into your cup or your teapot, whatever you're using. So that's our kettle. I know in the South, because I know the people that she, Denise got this for is in the, were both in the South, and they, of course, in the southern U.S., you probably, if you live in the south U.S., of course, you don't have, you probably never seen or heard electric kettle. So that's what they, that's what we have. And I know Denise and the people she got them for really like them too. So they really enjoy them as well. So, which is great. You don't have to drag any cords around with you. All right. Next is a really good coffee maker that we got about a year and a half ago from Sears. It's the Brew Station. It's a Hamilton Beach. I believe it's Hamilton Beach. The box is on top of the cupboards. I'll look in a second. Actually, I will do that right now, because I've got the box up here. Oh, boy. Okay. Just bear with me here. It's the, yes, it's Hamilton Beach. Hamilton Beach Brew Station. 12-cup coffee maker. Okay. That was about $90 Canadian from Sears. And it's got like it's a very nice coffee maker. It's, you push the button, then you actually like take the whole top, like the top lifts up, and then you have your filter in there, and then there's a space, a spot beside it where you would pour the water in, and then what it does is it it's not like the drip through. Then the unit, when it turns on, it draws it down and it pushes up against the top and it falls through the filter and into a reservoir container. And most coffee makers, they have a little glass pitcher, like the water would normally drip into a little glass pitcher, which you would take and pour into the cups. No, this one is, it's stationary, and there is no glass pitcher. What it does instead, there's a space underneath where it has a metal, a wide metal strip you push against. It's contoured to the shape of the cup, and you put it underneath the spout, like the cup was under the spout, and you push it in. you get your coffee, and of course the advantage is it keeps it really hot. The coffee, it does really good. We both liked it, and since Denise was gone in March, I've used it a few times to make coffee, so it's really good. I'm really happy we got it. Then, now we have the deep fryer here. It's a Sunbeam deep fryer, which we got actually back in September from Walmart. And so that's the and it's got the lever to lift the basket, much like any old traditional deep fryer has. And but unfortunately, you can't you can't lift the metal container where the oil's in out. So I have to literally take the top off the deep fryer and turn the whole thing up to empty the oil out whenever you change it. So that's that. And then, of course, we've got another couple things that Denise left. One of the things I got her for Christmas that is still here is a it's a quick chop. And then there's a plastic drawer underneath, like it's sitting on top of a plastic drawer set. And it's got knives in it. The drawer is not specifically for the knives, but I just got this for Denise several years ago for Christmas, a Christmas present. And so she got the knives in because she had no knife block for her knives. And then a metal canister. It's got something in it. It's got some spice tea in it that I have yet to finish off. And of course the drain board. It's got some stuff in it, a few things to dry, and of course the kitchen sink, the faucet, and to the left of the kitchen sink, on the right in the back corner, is a water filter. It's one of these carbon filters, and it's on the faucet. Just has a button. You pull it out, and the water just goes right through the water filter. So it's so usually what I do. Is I fill water bottles and put them in the fridge because, of course, it's nice and cold, especially in the summer. It's really great. Then there's some counter space and our stove. The stove here. Hey, it's a smaller size stove. It's only got one large burner or eye, however you want to call it, and then the three other small ones. It's marked, and it's got your fan hood. Yeah, it's your very basic fan hood. That's kind of small. And so, of course, like any kitchen, there's cupboards. It's got still some bowls, and we're just going back around, sort of backing up to past the sink again, towards backwards, and just some more plates and spices and glasses and the one above the fridge. Okay, so that's one side of the kitchen. The other side is the is a garbage can, microwave stand, on a stand. And of course, the microwave. It's a, what kind is it here? Oh dear, no. It's a 110 watt microwave, and we got it from Sears, and of course it's marked too. And an old can opener that's on its last legs. A phone. We just sort of have it sitting there, and on the stand itself, it's got a fan that I've had sitting here. I haven't had to use it yet. Been hot enough for me to use it, and a newer can opener here as well right now. So, and then in the corner between the microwave stand and the wall, there is a water dish and a food bowl on the mat from a Cat Lucky. Okay, so that's a wrap on the kitchen. Now we come into the dining room area. We come through the other opening at the opposite side of the kitchen. Which goes into our dining room area. On either side is our two cabinets. There's a metal cabinet and a wood cabinet. The metal cabinet is just like a kind of a food, sort of was supposed to serve as kind of a pantry, and on top is just some hot dog buns and a loaf of bread and some empty plastic bags as well. Yeah, typical bachelor free here, just a lot of junk lying around. So, anyway, we got the dining room table in front of me here. It's got some, it's got bread. It's got some snack cakes on there. Joe Louis. The Joe Louis are, they're actually like a big round chocolate. They're like a chocolate kind of. They really kind of make it about the size of a large hamburger patty, and they have a chocolate coating on the outside. Then they're kind of a cake. They got a cream filling with like cake in the middle. I mean, with cream in the middle. So that's a dining room table, and I've got a laptop on here. It's closed right now, a Toshiba Satellite T100 laptop. And chairs sticking out here. Then we got some tape racks, 200 cassette tape racks. And then we got a shelf that actually is supposed to be designed to hang on the wall, but it's just kind of sitting on the floor right now. And got some several DVDs, including first five seasons of the Flintstones. I've got a couple of I've got a couple Dukes of Hazzard. I'm actually going to turn the light on and see which DVDs there are here, because I've got partial sight, by the way. Just while we're on the subject of DVD searching here, okay, I've got one. What is it? Extreme Makeover Home Edition. That's if some of you watch that. Back to the Future, the trilogy. Oh dear. Knight Rider seasons. I've got season 2 and season 3. Dukes of Hazzard. I've got which ones? I'll just I'll tell you which Dukes of Hazzard I got. Season 6. Then Dukes of Hazzard season 5. What is this? MacGyver season, the complete 5th season. MacGyver, the complete 1st season. Dukes of Hazzard season 3. Forrest Gump, the movie, Smoking the Bandit, Smoking the Bandit 1, the first movie. Then, as I said, five seasons of the Flintstones, then a book with some other DVDs in it, some other blank, well, they were blank, but there's stuff on them, DVDs in them. Then the lower two shelves are just like videos, mostly my own, home videos and some movies, and so... That's that, just turning the light off here. Okay, then we come out to our balcony. And, well, actually, between the shelf and the balcony is just a wooden tape rack that Denise made for me in shop years ago, back in 1994, a few months before we got married. It's, how many tapes does it hold? It's got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's a 32 tape, it holds 32 tapes in it. And so then there's some underneath, there's some drawers with some tapes in there that don't really get listened to. But okay, now we're moving on. Okay, we're actually moving sort of to our left now along the wall, like past the tapes, is the balcony door. And there's still a rug here. It's actually, we got it for Christmas a couple years ago. It just was laying here, put it down at Christmas, just never picked it up. It's got, I think it's got some reindeer horns or something like that on it, but... It's still lying here, and it's, of course, middle of July, it's mid-July, well, actually more like late July. But we're going to walk out, just take a quick hike on the balcony. It's kind of dark out there, so we're just going to walk out the door onto the balcony, and make sure the cat doesn't go out. Okay, and it actually feels nice and cool here tonight. So we're just on the balcony here. We just came out, and so we're just sort of walking to our right. And there's a plastic chair here. It's dirty. A metal divider wall between the next door neighbor's balcony. And looking forward, we're out looking out over, of course, over nighttime in St. Catharines, where I am here, from the 7th floor. So this is a railing in front of me. And then just looking out down to about 60 feet up off the ground, walking along the way. We're now sort of turning, walking to our left, with the living room window and the door on my left side and the railing on my right. We walk down, we come to our window air conditioner unit, which is turned off because it's cool enough out here, and underneath a bucket to catch the water. So there's actually a little bit of water in there now, but we won't worry about it now. But then we'll just go on. There's another plastic chair. And we come to the other end of the balcony facing, we're actually right now facing kind of like northeast, kind of. And because our apartment faces, because we're kind of 45 degree angle from the street, like we don't run parallel, it's kind of on an angle, this portion of the building. And you can hear a car going down Lewis Avenue, which is the street this building's on here. So now we turn around to about face. We head kind of south, like kind of more of a south, I guess more generally to the more southerly direction. And so we turn right and head back inside. And Lucky, move, please. Yeah, we don't need our cat Lucky going out on the balcony. He went out. Yeah, Lucky, you tell them about it. Yeah. He was out on the balcony last year a couple times just after we moved in, and he went over to the neighbor's, found his way to the neighbor's balcony, and we had to coax him back here. So anyway, coming back here, there's a chair here, like an armchair, under the window here, which is actually sits right by the air conditioning. So we just, because we're just walking into the living room, and backtracking between the balcony door and the living room is a lamp. There's no bulb in there now, but that's just a table lamp and some table with some stuff on it, and like a stuffed kitty. Its name is Mr. Paws, and so we go back to the chair. Then there's a bit of space, and along the then we're past the window to the wall where a calendar is. Then I've got a couple of years ago a lady down in Louisiana. That's a friend of Denise, and I mean I know her some too, but she sent me a talking thermometer thing, and I'm going to just see what the temperature is according to that. The probe is outside on the balcony, just hanging down near, not far from the air conditioner, so we'll check the temperature.
It's 10:31 p.m. temperature 18.8 degrees C.
Okay, that's 18 Celsius, so for everyone in the States, of course, it's got a button here. We can push it to Fahrenheit. So we just repeat the process, push the button again.
It's 10:31 p.m. Temperature 65.9 degrees F.
At 65.9. Okay, so that's that talking thermometer. I don't know who makes it. It's there wasn't even a name put on it. So even when it got in the box, it was just a plain white box. And so... for a visually impaired person to operate, like for someone totally blind, they would have to need sighted eyes to set it, because unfortunately it beeps, but it doesn't talk when you set it. So and it just actually speaks the outdoor temperature. You can get it to speak the indoor, but it's very tricky and confusing. So, but the indoor temperature, when I just look at it here, 79.2. So it is kind of warm in here, even though it's nice outside. But anyway, we'll put it on Celsius, because that's usually what I use. And then a cordless phone, of course. Okay, and then we go to my computer desk, which you've been hearing the sound from Messenger. And, of course, my computer desk consists of an Epson scanner. It's got a pair of USB headset on it. And, of course, the mouse pad, a 19-inch LCD monitor. And on top, of course, there's a set of nice speakers, and a Canon Pixma printer, which is a really great printer, and of course an old answering machine, that one of those digital answering machines that we don't use anymore. It's not even plugged in, but that talks as well. And then of course a Dell computer. It's a Dell Dimension 4600, and so that's the computer desk. Heading along, we've got a stereo speaker, and then we come to the entertainment center, and so that's got it's got several envelopes and stuff on it. It's got another speaker from the stereo. My stereo is actually four speakers. It's actually two regular plus two ones that can hang on the wall. I guess It's my idea. Supposed to emulate surround sound. I got it. Well, actually, Denise got it in 2000, and she left here for me. Then a DVD player, Apex DVD player. It's got some stuff on it, so Apex DVD player. Beside that is a VCR with a lamp on top, so I can turn off and turn on. Of course, I got it on because I need to see. Television. And then the other compartment is the stereo and XM receiver. It's a three disc CD system, but CD players almost had it, and the XM radio is a Delphi unit. It's got it in December when XM first came to Canada. Then moving on is a, then I've got a Canon digital camera here, Canon PowerShot A100 digital camera that I sometimes use to take pictures. The other speaker, CD tower with like 80 CDs, and it's got some magazine tapes on there that have been sitting there for a while, some smart computings, and I think some other ones as well. Then we come to the hallway, but then, so we're just, like I say, we're walking along towards the left. Now we're at the, we've got a curio that Denise brought with her in 94. It's almost empty. There's still a few things in it. And it's got, then of course on top I've got a glass candy dish. There's no candy in it now. A few things, of course, including my cell phone, which is a, I don't know exactly what brand it is. I'm bad, but it's actually through one of the local carriers here in Canada, Fido, which... That's my cell phone. It's Fido. And just as soon as it comes, finishes coming on, I'll turn it off. I take it with me when I go out, although I don't make any calls, but I forward my number to my cell so that I get some calls. So anyway, turning off the phone off, that's the sound it makes when it turns off, just that noise you just heard. You may have just heard. Then going along, we've got a mailbox. Actually, it's a little tin that looks like a mailbox that somebody... from North Carolina, I think they're from Virginia, I think they sent it to us in 2001 for as a Christmas gift. It has some cheese in it. Right now it has change in there, like some change, like for laundry and stuff like that. Okay, so that puts a wrap on the living room. And so now we go to the hallway, which is a narrow hallway. It's about, it's 24 inches wide. And first thing to the right is a sliding door with for a coat closet and like the shoes. And the other side of the closet is the same closet. The door slides open. We have a shop vacuum in here. Got a utility cart, which is a four-wheeled utility cart. And Lucky's one that is deciding to go in there for a kitty adventure. So we'll just leave the door open for him, and he'll follow me out, I'm sure. So it's a utility cart and some my fleece jacket and a couple other jackets as well. And moving on, the left side is all wall still at this point. The right side is a smaller closet with, there's cleaning supplies, the top's cleaning supplies, laundry supplies, and then a bunch of bags at the bottom, and then that's, we keep paper towels and stuff in there too. So that's kind of our paper supply closet. And I think Lucky's deciding to come out of the closet here. We'll just wait for him. But then, anyway, the hall widens here for several feet. We've got our two bedrooms here. The other is where you go into both of our bedrooms. So we will first take the first bedroom, which is the smallest of the two. We're just heading in there now. It's dark. We'll have to actually just put a light on in here so I can see what's going on here. I've just got the ceiling fan turned on because this room is not really active right now. We're in the room now, so I'll do my best to describe this room to you here. This room Denise used for her office. So we're coming in the door. There's, a door on one side, wall on the other side, like on the right side, and then we'll just walk around, walk around a circle heading right way. Is, of course, the closet in here with some sliding doors, and it's just got a bunch of stuff in there. My really nice laptop case. It's a Targus laptop case, one of the backpack style laptop cases. One of those body pillows that hardly ever been used. They're about equivalent width of a couple pillows, but they're in here. Then there's a bookshelf with a bunch of stuff on it. Some stuff that was it's got boxes, a USB mic. What else has it got? A couple books that I need to give back to my mom. Then a couple books that I need to send to Denise. A Nancy Drew cookbook. And what is it? And what's this other one here? Cooking with three ingredients or less. And the top has just got some other stuff. And there's just a box with some papers and stuff in it. And then the nice computer desk. But my computer's not in here. But... when Denise was here, her computer was in here, and of course my old 17-inch monitor, which is bit the dust. Well, in more to all intents purposes, is bit the dust, and so it's sitting in here. right now until I do something with it. And then the old 15-inch screen is also in here as well. That one, of course, is the 15-inch is still working fine, but that's what I was using on my computer until I got the LCD, which is better. So then the nice chair that has quite a bit of cat hair on it, that was Denise's. And so then there's space, and there's an old sewing table in the corner that was mine, actually, that we had it. My mom had it for years. And then it's got, like, on the table right now, there's actually the router, the which actually was the modem router combination from our DSL provider, Simpatico. Then, of course, we come up with the window in front of me, and right in front of me, we've got it open here. And some plastic containers with what's left of the Christmas stuff that was in here. Denise, of course, took most of it with her when she left in March. And so we go to the window, doubling around to the left is a desk. It's a nice desk that she'd been using. And it's an open drawer, doesn't need to be open. And it's got some stuff of hers, still with a chest on here with some Monopoly money in it. And like with the drawers, and of course that's hers that she left. So that's something I need to get to her. And of course the and then there's still some long envelopes here, and then a box up here with some padded envelopes for sending if I can send stuff to people. A stereo that Denise was using to was using in here, and it has double cassette and CD player that doesn't work at all, won't even read the disc, and of course a radio tuner. And so that's the desk, and then of course a brailler here, a Perkins brailler, the brailler. And then we move on to an old entertainment center, which was left actually some people that moved into our other townhouse before we moved in back in 1998. They left it in the basement, so we took it with us here. And so that had it's got some tape, like some tape cases, and it's got an extra VCR in here that Denise used to listen to stuff in here, like videos in here. No TV, because, well, you know, being blind, you don't need a TV. But anyway, just space, and then it has just some stuff. It has a block. It has one of a ceramic heater on here, which is still here, which of course is unplugged, of course, but it's still sitting here because, as I said, this room pretty much just was sat pretty much idle, like was not really being used except as storage here for junk. So that's that. So we turn there. We pull the string to keep it so we can keep the ceiling fan on, because that's usually how we do it. So that's the room. So we're back out in the hallway. Now we're back where we started. So then we move on to the second door, which is a couple more steps forward. And now with the door on my right, I'm looking at a picture that I don't know what it is. It's dark, but I can't really tell what it is. But here, anyway, we'll turn right and go into the bedroom here, into the master bedroom here, if you will. Now I'm walking in, and to the right is, of course, wall. And because the door is like is kind of, the wall's to the right, and of course, walking straight ahead, some video cases, and then a dresser, which is an older dresser that's had for a while. Another ceramic heater that was used in here. Then we've got, you can hear the TV, you can hear the fans in the background. We've got a ceiling fan and a regular fan to move the air around in here. And so we've got a TV set here, a 13-inch TV set with a TV/VCR combo here. And it's got its remote on the top. And so it's actually glow-in-the-dark remote. Yeah, that's TV's not here, but I don't really use it. So we'll turn it off with the remote. Of course, I'm working around in the dark here, so... But that's okay, because, you know, I know this room anyway. So now I'm coming up to my bed. Like the bed, double bed. And so I'm just in front of a nightstand. I've got a telephone, and I've got a large print clock. Large size digital clock, and it's now 10:42 p.m. Where I am here, and a lamp that I made in shop. A lamp I made in shop, and so we have to turn and kind of go around the bed, can't really go over the bed. So don't mind the fan, it's just on here, but we're walking around the bed. We've got a cedar chest that Denise brought up here in 1994 with the curio. And so now we're going to the other side of the bed, where there's a nightstand and an APH player recorder here is on the on that nightstand. And then a dresser that I actually made in shop in school. My last couple of years in school, I made a dresser in shop at school with the drawers and plastic handles. And so that's here. It's got the drawers pretty much empty. And on top, there's just some wicker baskets with the one, of course, that my cat Lucky likes to lay in. So we're going back, and then we're going back to the window here. And we've got here a Danby portable air conditioner unit, a 4-in-1 portable air conditioner unit. It actually sits on the floor. It sits like it's on wheels, of course, and it's got a hose, a same kind of ridged hose, where the air blows out, the hot air blows out. I will, even though I've got the window wide open here in the bedroom, I'll turn it on just so that... So we'll just turn it on for a second, and but we won't keep it on, of course, but because the air will just, it won't really cool, so, but that's... Okay, so we just turned it off, and then we just got to play a depository for dirty clothes, and summer clothes, and the closet as well. A huge closet with floor-to-ceiling doors. Now, all the closets in here that have the sliding doors are the floor-to-ceiling, they're with the press board material. So, now we're back to the door again. We go out, back to where we started from. We now turn to the right, to the really narrower part of the hallway that... Well, leads to our bathroom. Now, just before the bathroom door, there's a light switch to turn on part of the light here. There's a closet here, just before the bathroom door, finally on the left side. It's been solid wall all the way down up to this point. It's now a closet here, and it's just a linen closet with sheets and towels, and there's toilet paper on the bottom of it. So, we come down and come into our bathroom, the bathroom. And I'm standing inside the bathroom with the door to my back. Door on my right, like the actual door itself on my right. Wall, towel rack. It's one of the double towel bars. There's there's the one bar that's got a towel and a face cloth, and the other bars can hang something else too. It's got another rag on there now, and of course a cat litter box, and the tub's directly in front of me, and. The toilet paper holder here is, of course, on the right side because I've got the toilet on my left and the toilet paper holder on my right. So you're sitting on the toilet and you have to reach forward to get toilet paper. And, of course, the litter box is right underneath that. Boy, isn't that great. And, of course, the bathtub directly in front of me. It's your metal, traditional metal tubs. And, of course, above that, above the tub on the wall above is a window looking out. And it's got some shampoo and some soap. And so our tub, just your basic tub, and it's got the pull-out shower. Of course, we're not going to do that because we don't want to get me or the recorder wet. And where our toilet is, above it is a metal shelf thing that we got last year just before we moved in. It's kind of like these like thin metal rods. It's kind of like metal wire kind of. It's really thin, I guess called wire, and it's got some baskets on here, and it's got some my stuff, and then a medicine basket underneath, and then it's got three shelves, and then of course the actual toilet itself. I guess I can flush it. Everybody else doing MySpace podcast flush toilets as well. So that's the toilet. Garbage can. And vanity. Like a countertop with a sink, and of course underneath it. Now we'll just let that finish. Now the doors under the cabinet. I've got rubber bands around the door handles because my cat Lucky likes to get inside underneath where he doesn't belong, so the elastic bands keep him from trying to pry the door, trying to pry open, and sometimes I'll hear him actually trying to pull open, but of course he can't, and so that's basically the bathroom, and of course the mirror in front of me, there's no medicine cabinet, it's just the mirror glass right on the wall, and so we just turn off the light and get out of the bathroom. We head back to the living room, back down the hall with the opposite now with passing the closet with the wall on the right and the bedrooms now on the left. And there's a picture here of dogs that my uncle got me for my birthday several years ago. We walk past it, Lucky laying on the floor against the wall. We make sure we don't step on him. And the closet's now on the left, and because he's out, I can shut this door. And I can come back. We head back out into the living room. And we've got a nice plaque up on the wall here. I'll actually have to take it off so I can actually look at it and read it for you here. We got it as a wedding present in 1994. That's one of our wedding gifts to have. It has. Now, if it sounds funny, because I have to take it pretty close, but here is what it says. May our home always be a heaven of strength and love to all who enter, our family, our neighbors, and our friends. Certainly a nice plaque. I believe if my information serves me correct. Now I got to find the hook here where it was on. There we go. Found it. Okay. So just use these picture hooks that you just hang into the wall with a little thin nail here. But that's what that plaque says. Somebody handmade that plaque, if my memory serves me correct. And then we just come past a little plastic table that's just got where I just drop my keys when I come in the door. And in the bottom, it's got some photo albums. And so then we just look along the wall. There's another plaque somebody sent her from, like somebody sent to Denise from a mailing list exchange here. Oh, what has it got? A friend is someone who knows all your secrets and loves you just the same. So that's basically the apartment. And so, you know, I kept referring to Denise, my wife. She, because of issues between us, she left in March, and it's basically done. So I'll just leave it at that. But anyhow, this is Hans Last, and thank you for taking the for walking through the apartment with me, or listening. And so we're back at the front door here. We've got the crumpled up mat, which Lucky likes to scratch, and so. Got the couch in front of me here, which is nobody hardly ever really sits on, and so that covers my apartment. So if anybody else, if anyone wants to contact me, they can do so by one of two ways. I've got a couple of email addresses they can contact me at. They can easiest way for them to do it is to contact me by Hans. _5, which is the underline, the shifted hyphen on the keyboard. So Hans, to get the underscore, I'm sure you all know, use computers so you all know, the underscore. So which is Hans _5, like the number 5, at simpatico.ca, spelled simpatico.ca. Again, Hans _5 at simpatico.ca. Spelling that this time Hans, that's Hotel Alpha November Sierra _5 at Sierra Yankee Mike Papa Alpha Tango India Charlie Oscar .ca Charlie Alpha for .ca. Or you can MSN Hans Hans Hotel Alpha Nancy Sierra at the THE like the - last LAST stop STOP .net. That's for MSN Windows Messenger. Hans, I'll spell it phonetically. Hotel Alpha Nancy, Hotel Alpha November Sierra at Tango Hotel Echo dash Lima Alpha Sierra Tango dash Sierra Tango Oscar Papa dot net. That's Nancy Echo Tango. Or you can Skype me by via Skype, Hans Last. That's all one word, HANSLAST. Hotel Alpha Nancy Sierra, Lima Alpha Sierra Tango. All right, thank you very much for listening. My name is Hans Last, and have a good day.